The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
We're joined by two men, not on the verge of a midlife crisis, I don't think anyway, or certainly not about to retire this weekend. In fact, they're heading into one of their busiest periods.
A storm system is pushing in from the Atlantic towards Western Europe, and that has the potential to cause some very inclement conditions indeed.
Well, from Met Air and there, we're joined now by two men from South Dublin County Council who show true grit when the snow and ice hit. Roads Inspector Mick Redmond and Area Manager John McCormack, you're both very welcome to the programme. Mick, if I could start with you, you spent 25 years gritting the roads for snow. Would you have dreaded to hear those sort of announcements on Met Air and you think, oh, I'm going to have to get out now this weekend?
Yeah, it's something you don't look forward to, and you do look forward to at the same time, because it's something when you hear, you know, there's going to be a snowfall or a big heavy snowfall, you know, the adrenaline starts going, and you know, what's it going to be like? How bad is the snow going to be?
So you've a bit of dread and a bit of adrenaline maybe going as well.
And then you have to sit back and decide, like, how we're going to approach this, and you have to try and organise staff, and you have to try and, depending on how bad the fall is.
And of course, there's two elements. One is gritting the roads. You'd have to be out perhaps the evening before doing that. And then the other is if there's a snowfall, you've got to get out whenever it happens.
With South Dublin County Council, we grit the roads twice. We do a 7 o'clock grit in the evening, and we do a 6 o'clock grit in the morning. So if we get a forecast for snow or ice, we have the trucks out morning and evening. If we get it bad, we have the trucks out continuously. Like a big snowfall, like what we're expecting next week, our trucks will be gone 24/7.
So, John, are you expecting to be out maybe at all hours if the snow hits fairly hard next week? Are you getting a few nights sleep in advance?
Well, yeah, with a young family, it's difficult. But, you do kind of try and rest up, because I suppose it's only recently in 2018, though, when we had the beast from the east. We know what's ahead of us if we do get anything similar. We literally were going for 5 or 6 days, 24 hours a day, because it's a continuous battle to keep on top of the precipitation of snow, and then there's all the demands you get from various sectors as well. You
know, and what about, Mick, do people, when there's a heavy snowfall, do people get stuck often? Do you find yourself either blocked from doing your job by cars or helping people in trouble?
We have a problem that the minute snow starts falling on the Dublin mountains, people want to get into their cars, they want to head to the hills, they want to build snowmen, and they want to go sleighing and wherever not. They abandon their cars, and then we arrive with our trucks, which has snow plows, which are 3 metres in width. Our drivers arrive up and they can go nowhere, because cars park both sides of the road, which hinders our lads doing their work, you know. And
so what do? You just stop and wait for them to come back to the car?
We call the guards, and the guards can come up, and it takes time to get the guards up to try and find out who the owners of the car is. Sometimes they're gone, you don't know where they are. Sometimes they abandon their cars. We've come across cars 4 days later when the snow clears.
Would you be tempted to give a couple of the cars a little taste of the front of the...
You would be tempted to give them a little bit of a taste of the plough, okay, but I wouldn't say we're working with South Dublin County Council.
Get me into trouble, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
And in terms of people getting stuck, I mean, do guards themselves get stuck on the roads in the middle of the night?
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's one of our kind of primary roles, I suppose, is to liaise with the emergency services to ensure there's movement for the fire brigade and the ambulance service and the guard. So we do, and Michael will probably tell you about a story from Storm Emma, when we had to assist the guards there for an incident in Fortunestown.
What happened there, Michael?
Yeah, we had an incident there in Fortunestown there, a famous incident where a mechanical digger was used to more or less pull the store to the ground to try and get the safe out. And the roads to Fortunestown was blocked completely with snow. You couldn't get in or out. We had hired in a big mechanical digger from the local roadstone, and that was brought in to clear the N81 to get that road open. But the guards actually stopped us and said, we need this digger and we need a truck. We're going to Fortunestown. So we had a guard in the digger with the driver. We had a guard in the truck with the truck driver.
That sounds like something out of a film. You know, they flash the badge and say, we need this truck or we need this taxi.
You have a guard with a gun on his hip and he's saying, we're taking this digger and we're taking this truck. You don't argue.
Yeah. Now, another question I suppose people have, and you might get slagged about it, John, down the pub. Oh, you grit the roads and you do the snow plough. What do you do when there's no snow?
Oh, we'd be plenty to do. Like, I mean, we're responsible for the roads in general. So really, we ensure that people can move safely through the county. So in the summer, we'd be busy with resurfacing work. So your potholes and all that, we'd look after that end of things and with lining and signage. So we're equally as busy in the summer. It's just a different type of work. So, you know, it's seasonal. The road repairs would be done in the summer. And then in the winter, then it's the winter maintenance.
And what about what roads get gritted and what roads don't get gritted? This really annoys people.
Yeah, it's a contentious one, but we would have an emergency.
Who decides?
Well, we have a plan, basically, and there's a plan, and within the plan, there's sort of strategic roads that are set out. So there'd be kind of like your regional roads that would take priority, or the N81 is the kind of biggest national secondary road that we have. And then also you have to factor in roads around hospitals, the Tallow fire station on the Belgard Road, we'd kind of look after them as well. And then you've got to consider business continuity, like with two big food distribution centres in South Dublin as well. We got, obviously, people need their white pan bread or whatever over the winter. So we've got to ensure, you know, that these kind of the business continuity is looked after and the emergency services looked after. And then there's also our plan of the strategic roads as well. So,
do you enjoy it?
It's like Michael was saying, Mick was saying, it's kind of a bit, there is a buzz with it because the snow events are kind of rare enough. And when you get them, like, you know, it's all hands to the pump and, you know, we're working with the colleagues, you know, you get to really know them well. And
but you're out in the middle of the night as well.
Oh, we are. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like we work right through, like say before we were 12-hour shifts right through the night. So it's kind of exhausting, but you kind of kept going, you know, because it is a buzz with it.
And Mick, your catchment area in South Dublin County Council would include roads there on the edge of the Dublin Mountains where in a really heavy snowfall people could get isolated, they could get stuck. I mean, have you found yourself playing the Good Samaritan with helping out people or other people doing that?
Our area, it's a fairly big area, and just from our depot alone, like we've two depots, so in our depot we look after, we'll say, from Temple Oak right out to the boundary with Wicklow, with Brittles. We go across Ballinasgarney, the Glenismole Valley, all of Bona Breena, Crua, Killikey. There is spots that's fairly isolated and, yeah, have been known to in the past. When I was driving, there was one particular gentleman that lived on his own and I always stopped and knocked in, especially heavy falls of snow. You'd always stop and knock in and see, is he all right? Like, this man was a very independent man, lived on his own. But you always made it your business to see that he was okay. And once he was okay, like if he wanted milk or bread, right, I'd bring it around on the next go. You know what I mean? Because you'd be continuously up there trying to fight a battle with the snow. So, yeah, it was a lot of rural, mountainous areas that, you know, the snow falls. You mightn't get up there for 4 days before it's cleared.
And what happens, John, if the snow doesn't fall and it was a bit of a false alarm and it was all sounded like it was going to be much worse than it was and you got dressed up for nothing, so to speak?
Yeah, well, I suppose that we have to prepare, so we'll do that, and if it doesn't transpire that there is heavy snow, then, you know, we just move on with our normal duties. So I mean, for instance, this week now, I mean, we are going to experience some cold weather, so we are going to be busy. There'll be the basic treatment of roads, the application of the salt on the various routes. So we will be busy anyway. But if we do get the snow, then yes,
you've got to be ready.
We've got to be ready for it.
Well, good luck to both of you. Hopefully we won't get too much of a snowfall and you won't be too busy in the middle of the night. Mick Redmond and John McCormick, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you.